This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy looks at two men whose excitement about following God centered on making others successful. From 2 Samuel chapters 5 through 7. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
For many years, I worked closely with a man who saw his primary function of leadership in terms of what he could do for others. The thing that consistently got him excited about the Christian life was seeing others become something for God. Whenever he would sit around the table with us, sharing verses of Scripture that motivated us, he would always look back to a passage that spoke of a little one becoming a thousand and a small one becoming a great nation. One of his great thrills was seeing people who were nobodies in the eyes of the world, and sometimes in the eyes of other Christians, become something for God. Whenever I think of this man, I see that little plaque with the letters J-O-Y on it. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. He was never a person to put himself first, but was consistently figuring out ways to push me or someone else to the front. He did his dead level best to help us become something for the Lord. In today's passage, we see David finally crowned king over all Israel. It was not for David's sake that he had been made king, but for the sake of the people. Not that David might become rich or powerful or famous, but that he might help make God's people happy and secure, that he might provide godly leadership, guidance, and protection. Paul told the Romans that rulers are ministers of God to you for good. How sad to see men rise to a position of leadership and use that position to feather their own nest. But what a thrill it is to see people in leadership use the platform God has given them to build others up for his kingdom. Let me ask you a question. What is your desire for the people whom God has given you leadership? You see, I believe everyone is a leader to someone. It may be your children, the people who work for you, the members of your Sunday school class, a neighbor, or a young person who looks up to you. You are a leader to someone. And what is on your heart for them? Let me encourage you to take a few minutes today. Sit down with a sheet of paper and write one or two specific things you want to help that person to do or a quality you want that person to become. Jot down a verse of Scripture to claim for that person and determine to pray for them every day. As leaders, what God is doing in our lives is of greatest value when it is expressed in the life of another person. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of a busy man looking for a chance to be kind on Daily Discipleship.